trail and just hoping for the best.
Well, we've been opening up the drains, but I think a lot of this is that the area has gotten soaked from earlier last week, and then just with so much saturation, that's where we have the slides.
So far, one death has been reported as a result of the storm, a person who was trapped in a flooded car in Sacramento.
A suspect in the New Year's Eve attack on three New York City police officers near Times Square has been arrested and charged with attempted murder. Police identified him as 19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine. CBS's Nancy Chen reports.
Sources say Bickford had already been placed on an FBI terror watch list after self-radicalizing online. And in a notebook found after the attack, wrote of wanting to join Islamic extremists fighting overseas. He traveled to the city by train from his home in Wells, Maine, late last week, spending the night before the attack at a homeless shelter.
The body of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI now lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica. Kristen Johnson of California was among the thousands of people who paid their respects to the former pontiff.
I'm very emotional. My daughter was born right when he became pope.
Former Pope Benedict's funeral is Thursday. Mourners honor Brazil's late soccer icon Pelé at a stadium outside Sao Paulo. The BBC's Katie Watson.
In the middle of the stadium, a white tent has been erected where the body of the man known as Brazil's king lies in an open coffin. Thousands of fans are filing past to pay their respects. Huge banners have been put up across the stadium. Long live the king, one reads. On the other side, a section of seats is covered in dozens of his number 10 shirts.
A Catholic mass will be held at the stadium tomorrow morning before his burial. Dry Tortugas National Park, about 70 miles west of Key West, has been shut down and will remain that way for several days. This after some 300 migrants made 10 landings there over the weekend. Law enforcement and medical personnel have to evaluate them before moving them to Key West. And Avengers and the Hurt Locker star Jeremy Renner has undergone surgery after suffering blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries in a snow plowing accident yesterday at his home in Reno. No one else was hurt. Renner's publicist says the actor remains in critical but stable condition. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected tonight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 27, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 35, cloudy skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Frank, this new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Festivus is here. It is December 23rd. And so we are airing our grievances. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today, this Christmas Eve Eve, Festivus Day. We want to hear from you, 844-967-2789. What are your grievances? You don't have to throw your family under the bus. No. It can be anything. Stupid. It can be anything. It could be simple, minute frustrations. But we are breaking out the aluminum pole, the metaphoric aluminum pole, and greasing it up. And because it's time for Festivus. But there's many things that I feel like are lasting jokes from Seinfeld, but this really has to be one of the best ones. And it almost didn't make it.
Oh, really?
So it began. So the Dan O'Keefe was a writer for Seinfeld, and he vowed to keep Festivus a secret from his Seinfeld colleagues. But of course, in the last season in 1997, on the episode "The Strike," it still made it into there. And so, but it was basically it's obviously a fake holiday that somehow came this real celebration that came from Seinfeld, but it was from his childhood. And so this guy, Dan O'Keefe, this writer, said, "My brothers and I agreed not to talk about what an insane childhood we had, particularly this made up weird ass holiday celebrated in the strangest ways that my father took from a Latin adjective."
Oh my God, this is great.
And so the real Festivus for Dan O'Keefe's family, there was no aluminum pole. It had no official date. It had absolutely nothing to do with Christmas, but there were grievances.
There were the airing of grievances.
And so he said it was invented by his late father, who was also a writer and an editor at Reader's Digest. And it started as a celebration of his parents' first date morphed into an unpredictable ritual held on random dates where family members had to talk about things that happened during the previous year. And Festivus also featured depressing themes such as, is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, jeez.
And so I find this hilarious that I didn't actually know that this came from this poor guy's, and the fact that he really did not want to write about it for Seinfeld and then somehow in the writer's room still came out.
It's now
one of the most celebrated episodes and fake holidays, at least of people of a certain age. If Brooklyn was here, we could ask her if she and her friends in their early 20s have any idea what this is. But,
probably not.
But what are some of your grievances, Jane?
I have a grievance that came to me yesterday as I was driving home after our show, and it was still snowing. Turn on your lights, people.
Ah.
Turn on your lights. I
beg of you. I beg of you. I mean, and it was 2:30 in the afternoon, so it's not like this was 4 o'clock at night, but it was, visibility was really bad, and visibility was only about a half a mile. And we got all these knuckleheads driving around with no lights on. And it's bad enough trying to make sure you don't hit anything, much less things you can't see because you don't have your lights on. So do that for me.
All right. I feel like that's a good one.
And it's actually a state law. If you have your wipers on, you are supposed to turn your lights on because people will do this in the rain as well and drive with their lights on, which is really dangerous.
I may be guilty of that with the rain. If your that's a good thing to remember. If your wipers are on, your lights should
be on.
Because I certainly sometimes have had my wipers on and did not turn on my lights. So that's a good one. I think to piggyback on that, a grievance that almost everyone who ever drives in the Milwaukee area can probably agree on is the grievance of the Milwaukee slide.
Oh, so annoying and so dangerous.
Annoying. There's so, I mean, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of different driving activity that could be listed as a grievance. Not all of them have a definite name in the same way that the Milwaukee slide does, but the on any of those 2 to 3 lane streets, city streets, not highways, streets, boulevards, when they just scooch on over to the right lane and just to go right around you once the light turns green. And sometimes the light doesn't even turn green. Sometimes they just run the red light.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very fair grievance for Festivus.
Oh, that is an absolutely fair grievance for Festivus. And I think what irritates me the most about those people, I don't think they're going anywhere. I don't think they have a destination that they're late for. I think they're just poops.
They're just poops. Well, the best is when people speed up to get around you only to be slowed down by the person who was slowing you down.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, did you really get there a lot faster, buddy? And now you're just stuck one car ahead of me.
Oh, what a victory for you.
Good job.
Yeah.
And so one that I know, I kind of have this, but I would say, speaking for my husband, one of his big grievances is kitchenware you can't put in the dishwasher.
Like,
you know, sometimes more delicate stuff that's just like, it's not dishwasher safe. And so you have to wash it by hand. And so then things inevitably end up in the dishwasher. And I then yell at him and go, this can't go in the dishwasher. And he flails his hands and says how annoying it is that not everything can just go in the dishwasher.
There can't be many things.
The thing that did not last this test of time for us was they had a good run, but I had these emerald knives, like cooking knives.
Okay.
There were different colors.
Oh, emerald.
Emerald, like the chef.
Yep,
like,
yep.
What was with his
Bam. Wasn't it Bam?
Bam. And the handle, I don't know what material the handle was made out of, but you weren't supposed to, most knives you're not actually supposed to put in the dishwasher because it dulls them. But not only would it dull them, but it was, now the handles are like mushy. So I don't know what kind of chemist wet dream came up with like these, like, because they're like, they were soft at first, but now they like feel sticky to the touch.
Oh, that's
because they've
weird.
Been washed. And so I think it's time to just let go
move
of
on.
Those. What do you do with knives that you don't like? Something like that. Is that just something you have to throw out? Because I don't necessarily want to donate knives that are, the handles feel
icky,
faulty.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think that's even something a metal recycler would take.
I know.
You know? And I think that's one of the things with people trying to get rid of stuff is trying to do it in the best way possible and not knowing the best way to get rid of this stuff. If you're conscientious about it. You know what I mean?
I think that is a good grievance. I think the fact there's a grievance that as a society that consumes a lot, we have not figured out a better way to recycle, like actually recycle, not throw it in the bin and have the all that plastic that isn't actually recyclable get still end up in the ocean. Like actual use cases of how different materials can easily be categorized and cataloged and sent to be reused in one way or another, because we go through a lot of stuff.
We do.
And don't, and like, what do you do with it besides just drop it off at Goodwill? And most of the time they don't want it either.
Well, exactly. If it's, should I throw it away or take it to Goodwill, then throw it away. Because they don't need to be sorting through all that stuff.
What do you do with? Oh, we got a text.
We have a text from the 507 for the airing of grievances on this Festivus. My grievance is dry clean only clothing.
Ah, that was on my list too.
Was it?
Well, as we were talking about the dishwasher only kitchenware, the amount of please don't wash my clothes that I have to say to Michael. And now we have a system, so now he doesn't. But I feel like that's for a lot of couples. I'm trying to be helpful. And so this was in the dirty pile, but it wasn't separately taken out as the dry clean or specialty, like on the delicate cycle, do not put them in the dryer cycle, like that pile of clothes that then your loving spouse, who's just trying to be helpful, goes ahead and washes. And then you try it on. You're like, well, can't wear this anymore.
I used to like that shirt. That was a nice wool blazer.
Yeah, so I will say the dry clean only stuff. And maybe you just end up washing. I think I have 4 or 5 blazers that are dry clean only, and they just have never been washed. And so they just get Febrezed a lot.
I think, too, though, I think we are moving away. You know, we're such slobs now that I just can't imagine a lot of people are buying dry clean. You know, again, you're talking about wools and silks and for things that specifically need to be dry cleaned. And that tends to be more structured blazers, suits, things like that, that need that kind of treatment.
Well, now that so many of us, I mean, we're on the radio, so I try to look nice because we obviously
do live, we
live stream this thing. So I can't totally look like a slob every day for anyone who's watching on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or whatever. But certainly not wearing a suit every day like some people used to and some still do.
Right.
As far as their dry cleaning bill of wearing a suit and wearing a button up shirt every day and wanting to preserve those investments.
Well, and just think about, you know, women's suits and the skirt and jacket and pants. You know, I used to have some of those too, I don't even know where I would wear that stuff anymore.
Did you ever have to dress up for the radio? Was that ever an expectation?
When we would do appearances and stuff, sure.
Okay, but not at the studio.
No.
No. What would you use to, would you wear like a sweatsuit? What was your attire in your first couple, like your first decade of radio?
My first decade of radio, I probably tried a little harder. But it was always jeans. You know, it's always been casual. It's always been casual, which is always one thing that I really liked about radio. Because back in the days when I started, you couldn't see us.
Which I know you love now that people can see you.
Oh, I just love that beady little camera eye on me all the time. I can't tell you.
Would you qualify that as a grievance for this year?
That is a grievance. Yes.
All right. Well, if you have more grievances that you want to share with us, we will read them aloud. 844-967-2789. We're taking another break. This is As Goes Wisconsin, the Christmas edition.
Time to rock the night away. To go gliding in the one horse lane. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle up.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's all cold down along the beach. Whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. I'm planning to bring you
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride, the Christmas edition. I got a little distracted, but we're back because we only have three segments left before it is our holiday season. I'm so excited to relax. Are you an eggnog person, James?
I am an eggnog person.
And are you?
I cracked it last night, yes.
All right.
And I'll only do one, what, quart, I guess. But that, because you may as well just jump in a vat of butter and roll around. But it's so wonderful. A little brandy.
Yes. I'm good for one. I'm good a little eggnog and coffee instead of cream. But I know some people who just suck those things down. And I don't know how their stomach handles it.
Seriously. It's delicious. It's just a glass full of deliciousness, but it's like 900 million calories.
All right. So along with being Christmas Eve Eve and Festivus, it is also National Christmas Movie Marathon Day.
Of course it is.
It feels like a perfect day to have a Christmas, I mean, both today and tomorrow. But for everyone who is stuck at home and canceled plans and not trying to be out in negative temperatures, because what is the actual temperature there right now?
I think we're 8 below. But now
we're
when you throw the winds in, it's probably closer to 25 below.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing. We're -6 up here in Wisconsin Rapids, but I don't know what it feels like versus what it is, because with the wind, it's probably even less than that. Yeah. So good day to
snuggle up,
watch some movies. What are your go-to Christmas movies?
I love It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
If A Christmas Story is on, because it used to be on TNT for several days, and I can't not watch that. I also love Scrooged with Bill Murray, but I also like a whole bunch of different Christmas carols. You know, there's one with George C. Scott. There's one with the Muppets. There's one with the real old one with Alistair Sim. And I'll watch all of those, too.
The amazing thing about the Muppet Christmas Carol is how straight Michael Caine plays Scrooge.
It's so great. It's so great. It really is.
Just, I don't know how he kept a straight face of how some of the lines he has to deliver in that movie while not laughing and not winking at the camera is just priceless.
Yeah, it really is. That it's worth watching that just for that alone.
Exactly. And so, according to the AV Club, here are the 30 top Christmas movies. Hmm. Let's see how many you've actually seen, because I was surprised how many I haven't seen.
Okay.
So coming in at number 30, The Santa Claus, which with Tim Allen, which I would agree.
Never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
All right. It's good.
Is it?
I think so.
Warm, fuzzy, of course, it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's good. Number 29, The Polar Express.
Never seen it.
I've never seen that one either.
Tom Hanks. I think it looks creepy.
With the animation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never saw this one, but I think this is from a couple years ago, from 2018, The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell.
No.
That's on Netflix.
Okay.
Also not seen that one. This I've definitely never seen. I've never even heard of this. Tokyo Godfathers.
Excuse me?
It's an animated film, and it's from Japan, and it doesn't seem like a Christmas movie at first glance, but it takes place on Christmas Eve, and it's like kind of like anime looking. But definitely have not seen that one.
It's like a Die Hard entry.
26, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the claymation one. You've seen that one.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Love Actually.
Oh, love that movie.
You still love it? Are you in the camp that now finds the movie problematic and feels like it hasn't aged well?
No, I still love that movie.
Still love it? All
right. I do.
The Happiest Season with Kirsten Stewart? Kristen Stewart?
Never. No.
Yeah, I didn't see that one either. Black Christmas from 1974?
No.
Nope, never seen it. I've also never
seen it. Sounds real cheery.
It's a Christmas horror film.
Oh, naturally.
It Happened on Fifth Avenue from 1947.
Classic.
I've never seen that. Is it good?
It's a classic.
All right. Number 21, already mentioned, The Muppet Christmas Carol. Classic. Number 20, Scrooge, classic. Number 19, Bad Santa.
Oh, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
I didn't. That doesn't surprise me.
No.
Number 18, Claus, with a K.
No.
I've never seen that one either. It's an animated film, and it's supposed to be beautiful. Shocking visuals, as it says in the write-up. Number 17, Remember the Night.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it either. Christmas in Connecticut?
That I've heard. That's that's like a
40s. That's from 1945. Yeah. I haven't seen that one. There's a lot on here I haven't seen. This is what my marathon will be for the rest of the day.
There you go.
Number 15, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from 1964, the claymation
yes.
one.
Yes, yes.
1966, number 14, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Of course.
I love that there's a meme about that one that says, the Grinch doesn't hate Christmas, he hates people, and I totally understand that.
The Grinch is fine, leave him alone.
All right, we'll do the next three, and then we'll come back after the break with the top 10. But number 13, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Never saw it.
Tim Burton. Oh, you never saw it?
No. Is it good?
It is good.
Okay.
It's actually really good.
All right.
I would rewatch that today.
All right. I'll do that today.
Number 12, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Almost a must.
Yep. Number 11, Carol. It's with Kate Blanchett. It's as they fall in love over the Christmas season in 1952. It's a Hollywood romance story. Never heard of that one. All right, well, we're going to take another break right now. When we come back, we'll let you know what the top 10 are, and you can see if your favorite is on the list. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, That's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected tonight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 27, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 35, cloudy skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
It's getting cold in Wisconsin, and we're snuggling in. Summer is gone.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, the Christmas special. Is it Christmas special, Christmas edition?
Christmas Eve edition.
No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's show and thought that some, if you want to go back and listen to some of the fun facts that we had about NORAD and Santa and mistletoe and now talking about 12 Days of Christmas, you can go listen to it as a podcast and share it with your friends. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you find your podcast, just search As Goes Wisconsin. So before we took the break, we were we still have 10 countdowns. This is from AV Club. So everyone, obviously, this is subjective of what the best movies of all Christmas movies of all time are. But we went through the top 20, a lot of which we haven't seen or some we haven't even heard of.
Exactly.
And so, but when now we get to the top 10, you can let us know. Do you agree? Do you disagree? How many of these have you not even seen? But coming in at number 10, White Christmas.
Love that movie.
Mm-hmm. And that is a good movie.
Even though it's a really bad story. I mean, you know what I mean?
Getting stuck at some like random place upstate. Is it upstate New York that they get stuck in?
Vermont. No, it's in Vermont. But it's this, yeah. I mean, the story is so flimsy. And of course, all these people come from all over the country for that one night for the general who's retired. But I still love that movie.
Yeah. Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, who is brilliant. Rosemary Clooney, who wears one of the finest dresses in the history of Hollywood in that movie.
Oh, really?
That black velvet number that she sings with the sparkly gloves.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly certain that that's where Michael Jackson got the sparkly gloves from. It was Rosemary. She did it first. And Vera Ellen. Vera Ellen, who had a waist about the size of my ring finger.
Well, I think I heard something once about her is that she didn't actually sing. That's not her singing in the movie.
No, she's a dancer.
It is Rosemary Clooney,
yes.
But she could dance, and I think she was a dancer, but that is not her voice in the movie. But all right, so number 9, I haven't seen, and I've never heard of The Shop Around the Corner.
Never heard of it. Is that an older 40s movie?
It's an older movie. I'm trying to look for the year. Yeah, James Stewart. 1940.
I think that's on one of the streaming services right now. It might be on Hulu or something. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right. Number eight, Home Alone.
I saw it once. I never have to see that movie again.
Honestly, my least favorite part of both Home Alones, because I don't really count all the ones that, I think there's multiple that have come since. I don't really like the end, the big finale with all of the hijinks that happen. Because now that I've watched it as an adult, like as a kid, the slapstick comedy of all I thought was fun. But now it just feels so ridiculous that any one of those, like a paint can to the face or a blowtorch to your head, you're not coming back from that.
No,
you're not going to keep pursuing this kid. Like the like ridiculousness of it all really takes me out of the film now that I'm an adult, as far as how much abuse the bandits, the wet bandits can withstand. But the rest of the movie I really like this idea of him taking care of himself and some of the fun things with the movie. But yeah, that part, we watched Home Alone 2 recently. I was like, this is just insane. Like, this is not based in reality whatsoever.
It's so over the top. It would almost be better in a cartoon because it's that level of slapstick violence, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of cartoons, number seven, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yay. Just watched
number it. Number six. Maybe this is controversial.
Oh, I know Gremlins. What it is.
Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins?
Yeah.
Why
Christmas
is that
chaos? I don't know. But
why is that a Christmas movie?
I think it takes place during Christmas.
It's been a long time since I saw that movie, too.
Number five, Elf.
Love Elf. Will Ferrell is just brilliant. And I just watched the Movies That Made Us on Netflix. And they talk about the making of Elf and all the blood, sweat, and tears it took to get that movie made. It's just great.
Yeah. I've watched that same episode, and it was really good. Number four, A Christmas Story.
Of course.
Classic. You know that they have the updated one. We haven't watched it. We might watch it tonight, but it's Ralphie's grown up.
Right.
And he comes back home to do Christmas. But it's like basically almost all the original cast as adults, obviously.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so I don't know if it's going to be as, I don't have expectations that it will be as good as the original Christmas Story, but I'm still going to watch it. I hope it's good enough to make you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Definitely.
Number three, Miracle on 34th Street, the original.
With Natalie Wood.
From 1947. Number two, interesting, A Christmas Carol, the 1951 version.
Do we know which Scrooge that was?
Directed by Brian Desmond Hurst and Alistair Sim, giving arguably the definitive Ebenezer Scrooge performance.
His redemption scene, particularly Alistair Sim, when he wakes up in his own bed after all, you know, being out all night, and it's so joyful and so childlike. That I can see where that one really ranked up there. So good. So good.
And then number one, your favorite, It's a Wonderful Life.
Which was a flop.
Mm-hmm.
That film didn't
do. Crazy to think about.
I know. That film didn't do anything when they released it. And was it Turner Classic Movies or one of those places that turned it into this? You have to see this. This is the penultimate story.
This is what the write-up says. Frank Capra's Christmas classic was initially and undeservedly a disappointment when it was first released. But thanks to endless holiday airings on TV, It's a Wonderful Life became a Christmas staple, in large part because of its timeless story about the generosity of spirit and how easy it is to lose sight of it, even with Christmas around the corner. Jimmy Stewart delivers an all-timer performance as the fragile man who finds the true meaning of Christmas where it often resides, with those we love.
That will never get old.
It will never get
that
old.
That movie never gets old. I am surprised that our friend Greg Box picked
Die Hard.
Yes, did not make the list because I have expected it to be on there.
Well, Time Out, I think it was Time Out magazine, had a different countdown of the top 50. And I was going through that. At first, I was like, we're not going to get through all 50 in one segment because it's just too long. But that list had way more of the untraditional Christmas movies on the list. And so I think Die Hard was on there. My brother's been really trying to sell hard that Prometheus is actually a Christmas movie, which is the prequel to Alien.
Oh.
He forced us to watch that this week, and he was like, it's a Christmas movie. See, it takes place at Christmas. It's like, just because it takes place at Christmas doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
As the prequel to Alien?
Yes.
No.
Ridley Scott, we watched it, and I was only half paid attention. I really think I missed some of the moral of that story, but I'm calling no go on Prometheus being a Christmas movie. But there you go. What did they miss? Is there? I'm trying to think if there's anything they did miss that I feel very beholden to as a must-see Christmas movie each year. I think they got everything.
I think they covered it pretty extensively. Especially when you consider that Elf and Scrooged are probably the two newest takes on a Christmas movie that we've had in 20 years.
Well, one of the ones, the Christmas Chronicles, at least going through this list as quickly as we did, that one seems like the newest one because that was 2018.
Oh, okay. That's with Kurt Russell, you said.
That's the one with Kurt Russell. Okay. But yeah, I mean, did you watch Spirited yet?
I did.
Ryan Reynolds?
I did.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. It was fun. It was funny.
There were some really very funny moments, but I too thought that there's a plot twist in there, which I think is clunky.
Mm.
The whole reincarnation thing. That was unexpected.
Fair enough. All right. Well, switching gears a little bit to everybody's probably most hated Christmas Carol. I don't know. Do you have strong feelings about the 12 Days of Christmas?
It's just one of those things that is.
It's very long.
It is really long.
If you sing the whole thing, it's very, very long. But I saw, I think Vox covered this as far as some of the background to explain the 12 Days of Christmas, because I think for a lot of people, where does the idea of not even just the carol and the song, but why 12 Days of Christmas? Because Advent is 40 days. If you start in December, there's 24 days before Christmas Day. So what is this 12 day part? But it is in this, December 25th marks the official start of the 12 Days of Christmas. In the Christian tradition. And so it's basically, do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
So the 12 days of Christmas is the period in Christian theology that marks the span between the birth of Christ and the coming of the Magi, the three wise men.
Oh, that so makes sense.
So it begins on December 25th and runs through January 6th. And sometimes it's also that January 6th is called Three Kings Day. And then the 4 weeks preceding Christmas are known as Advent, which begins four Sundays before Christmas and ends on December 24th. And so that's where the 12 days comes from.
So, because that was the big party period, was Christmas Day up until the 6th.
I guess, yeah. And so, but the carol has lots of kind of a murkier background. But if you remember, so the lyrics, as they go, is on the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. And then it's two turtle doves, three French hens, four calling birds, five gold rings, six geese a-laying. It's a lot of birds. Seven swans a-swimming.
And what a mess.
Eight milks a-mating. Maybe that's a mistletoe with the bird droppings.
Yeah.
Eight maids a-milking, nine ladies dancing, 10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, and 12 drummers drumming. And there's been, as I was reading this, there's some mention of different lyrics over time, like bears abating, ships a-sailing. Sometimes that the gift giver was the singer's mother and not their true love. There's early versions that it was four collie birds, which meant black, so like blackbirds. And some people have theorized that the five gold rings actually refer to the markings of a ring-necked pheasant. So more birds instead of a five gold ring, just more birds. but at one point, there was a theory on the internet that it was coded as like a primer on Christianity, where the two turtle doves were like the Old and the New Testament. Three French hens were faith, hope, and charity. The four calling birds, the four gospels, like all of this. The internet will do its thing. The internet's going to internet, if you think of that. But that's been debunked.
Okay.
But it kind of, I mean, the 10 lords of leaping, the 10 commandments, 11 pipers piping, the 11 faithful apostles, 12 drummers drumming, the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. But it is a song ripe for parody.
Sorry about that.
It's a song ripe for parody, which I chose to do. And we're not going to play it now. We're going to play it in the last segment because it's been the teaser this whole time. You can also watch it on the interwebs. It's been posted to TikTok and to Instagram.
It's worth watching, partner. It is. It's worth a watch.
It's going to your ears might bleed when you hear it, but it is fun. It's fun to watch. It's a little cringy, but you know, sometimes you just put yourself out there for the sake of the season. And I did that. So when we come back from this break, our final break before we leave for the holiday, 12 days of Wisconsin Christmas sang, I'm using that word loosely, by myself and I, Kristen Bry. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
All set to go. Shamora, Freeman, and Levitt make an awesome trio. It's getting cold in Wisconsin, and we're snowflaking. Put some wood on the fire, and let's get closer to friends. Just how cold it's gonna get this year, nobody.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Our 12th trip to Glambo, my girlfriend gave to me.
Last trip.
12 Eric Torkelson autographed jerseys. 11 Blaze Orange earmuffs. 10 shots of Jaeger. 9 acid tablets. 8 babes of barf. 7 dudes of booze. And 6 dozen bratwursts. $5 beers. 4 tins of chew,
3 Weber grills,
2 cheese head tattoos, and a hickey shaped like a G.
Welcome back to the last segment of our holiday spectacular Christmas special of As Goes Wisconsin. We are staying warm. I am very warm. We are very toasty inside of the studio up here in WFHR. Probably not so much once we step outside. But this has been a very fun episode. I'm so happy to have done this with you.
Me too.
My friend and partner, Jane. So they sounded a little bit better. What was the 12
that
12
is the
Lambo?
The 12 trips to Lambo by the Singing Lambonis.
So they sounded better than I did. But I know you've all been waiting for this. We're going to play. It's not very long.
No, it's short.
We're going to play my version of the 12 Days of Wisconsin Christmas.
Take a listen.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Wisconsin gave to me 12 bike lane Santas, 11 cocktail weenies, 10 Christmas Stalin, 9 aluminum trees, 8 Mertz's cheese balls, 7 cherry Kringles, 6 Tom and Jerry's, 5 cannibal sandwiches, 4 brandy slushes, 3 pickled herring, 2 shot skis, and a drive down candy cane lane.
Bravo.
Oh man. There was a comment this morning on this you can go see it at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel posted this. One of the comments was, I'm genuinely asking who among your readers asked for this.
Why are you doing this to us?
So, you know, last year we did a fun one where I played all 4 characters on Jeopardy, the 3 contestants and the host. And so I set up with answers and then you had to, the contestants guessed the question. And similar, some of the same, there were some repeats because there's only so many specifically uniquely Wisconsin traditions. But this year we're like, oh, like how are we going to top last year? And between having COVID and the weather pending, this was the best I could come up with. And it's fun,
it's hilarious. And if you watch it, because you mentioned this when we were talking about this earlier this week, because you really went for it. You put yourself out there. You really attempted to, and you gave it your all, kid. You left it all on the field. You broke a couple limbs, but it's okay. We'll patch you back up and we'll send you out again next time.
They can't all be winners, but there's someone out there will appreciate it, even if it's not something that gets replayed year after year after year.
Just a little pitchy, dog. Just a little pitchy.
Yeah.
But again, I think you started too high, and we talked about the music and you were limited, but I just think the amount of time and the production values and everything, it's really well done.
Well, that's a shout out to Bill Schultz over at Journal Sentinel, who is a very tenured producer and video editor there. I always fancy myself as being a pretty good editor. The stuff that he does with the videos that we do is so much fun. And so that's what I said. I was like, this video is only going to work with the footage you find. Because really, I mean, that's what all of those things I listed, like the aluminum trees from Manitowoc.
Sure.
And Bicycling Santa's, the event in Milwaukee, Candy Cane Lane, a staple for Southeast Wisconsin as far as places to go see lights and everything. And so, it's fun. Not everything can always be serious breakdowns of things happening, politics happening in Madison.
No, but, it can't.
At the break, we had our colleague over at WFHR, Seth, came in. He goes, can I make a request for a recommendation for Christmas viewing? So, Jane, tell me if you've seen this. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
I know I have heard of it.
It's an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, is it?
Which we talked about this week.
Yes.
As far as celebrities from Wisconsin. And this is another one I have not seen, but Seth's request is for people to check it out because he said there's a parody song about Patrick Swayze or something like that.
Oh, that sounds worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah.
And it's called, tell me again what it's called.
It's an episode. It's not a full
episode.
Movie. So it's Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
On Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes, exactly. So I'm sure you just give it a Google. You can probably hunt it down somewhere. It's probably on YouTube somewhere.
That's hilarious.
But so that'll about do it for this Christmas spectacular. We made it.
We did.
We didn't even know if we were going to have a show today. And here we are, hours later.
Here we are 3 hours later. I jumped out about an hour ago and started the wheels up. And she groaned a little bit, but I think we will be all right on getting home. I do want to say this with all sincerity, everybody, please seriously be careful. And just with these wind chills and stuff for the next couple of days and even into Christmas morning. So watch out for your pets. Watch out for each other and watch out for yourself, too, because it's serious.
It is serious. And it is, as much as we like to say, we are boldened, thick-skinned Wisconsinites who can deal with all sorts of weather, you are still fallible. So please don't take too many chances or risks, because even though it's maybe not as bad as we thought it would be, it's still very cold outside.
Very cold, still very blowy, and lots of wind and stuff. So be safe. I hope you can get to where you want to go to. I've been listening to some other news reports about all these poor people stuck at airports for like 2 days. You know, they're not going to be flying out until Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so there were 4,600 flights that were canceled today.
I keep seeing different numbers. I saw 5,400.
Oh, maybe.
One news report.
Yeah, maybe.
And so I don't know what, in the days, the weeks, whatever, but lots of flight cancellations. So hopefully, if you were listening today, you were somewhere safe, whether it's your home or a loved one's home. Please don't leave if you don't have to. If you're on the road, as Jane said, please turn your lights on.
Please, please, please.
Drive slowly, bundle up. But I will say in all sincerity that one of my best Christmas gifts is your friendship, Jane. This has been such a fun ride for the last almost 6 months of doing the show with you. I'm excited. We have a well-deserved break for the holidays, but we'll be back next week on Tuesday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to do some fun end-of-the-year shows. But I couldn't do this without you. And I'm so grateful for you and our friendship and your partnership in doing this thing called As Goes Wisconsin.
Well, you're going to get me all verklempt now right before we go to break. But working with you is a joy in my life.
Oh, well, on that note, let's cue the Christmas.
Hit the bumper.
I'm excited to see. Hit the bumper. Let's see what you got for the last song for this Christmas special, Jade.
Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago on the field at the Monday night football game between the Bills and Bengals. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, after making a tackle, stood up and then collapsed. Joe Buck with ESPN.
They have been administering CPR through these past two breaks that we've taken. DeMar Hamlin has been down for over 9 minutes now.
An ambulance took him off the field. Players from both teams took a knee. A referee announced that the game has been suspended until further notification. Heavy rain and more snow are in the forecast for Northern California this week after a New Year's storm brought deadly flooding, high winds, and landslides. CBS's Nichelle Medina reports.
Many residents in Sacramento County have been ordered to evacuate after the historic rains caused at least two levees to breach.
We have a lot of people that are coming from other places.
Many people check in on us because live a little bit further out.
First responders made dozens of water rescues. The floodwaters turned deadly for at least one person near the town of Wilton.
A person was found deceased who had been trying to drive through the water.